Oh, goodness. No, it's okay. It is completely fine. You've got this. Oh, jeez. You have done this countless times, so there's not a need to worry now. I mean, it's only a human, and that's basically the same as a wildcat, right? I mean, you just patch it up and send it on its way before they even notice anything happened to them, and... okay. No, just... All right. Let's see. I should add a pint of fresh water and 5 ounces of sunflower seeds. Grind it with a mortar and pestle. And then you just mix it up and put it over the fire for 3 minutes. Else the ingredients will burn. okay. That's there. What's the next step? Oh, crap. Where's the recipe? Oh, for the love of... Oh, where did I leave my... Ow! Oh, jeez. Why does it always have to be me? This is the 4th time already. I'm tripping over something sticking out of the ground, and it's not even evening yet. Oh, at this rate, I'm gonna be the one to require medical treatment. No, I need to hurry. I need to hurry up before they... Oh, it's awake! Oh, I mean, you're awake. And, oh, God. This means that the ointments have worked. Oh, goodness, that's a relief. No, wait. No, don't try to stand up just yet. You've hit your head pretty hard, and you might still have a major concussion. Please, just allow me to take care of you, human. Besides, at this point, I've gotten pretty used to treating head injuries. No. It's fine. It is completely okay. just simply rest and allow me to take care of you, okay? Oh, yeah. I actually found you knocked out on a path nearby my grove while I was out gathering plants for my potions. You were lying unconscious on the dirt, and I figured I couldn't just leave you there like that. I mean, what if something happened to you? Like an evil squirrel would think that you're some giant acorn or something? Or worse yet, a big ferocious fox would just be nibbling on your coat? No, I couldn't let that happen. No, I had to take you in. No, but still... I shouldn't be doing this. No, I mean, I really shouldn't be doing this. Mother always told me not to interact with any humans. Oh, she's gonna be so mad when she finds out I took one into my secret grove. Dang it. Why must you be so cute, huh? Okay, I'll help you recover, but you must do what I tell you and do not move from your bed. Got it? Okay, good. Now, do you remember exactly what happened to you? Really? Not even the slightest detail? Well, then do you at least remember what you were doing before you hit yourself? You don't even remember that, huh? Alright, I see. Well, we'll just have to start with something easier to get your memory back and running again. Maybe could you tell me what your name is? Oh, great! Oh, and you have a very pretty name, by the way. I think it suits you well. Now, do you remember where you live? Oh, good job! See? You're doing great. Already recovering. Now, let's take a look at that head of yours, shall we? Jeez. Well, the back of your head has probably seen better days. But there's nothing that a dryad's touch can't heal. Or so I've been told, anyway. Luckily for you, I've already been preparing a potion which will help you Oh, crap, the potion! Oh, I completely forgot about the potion that I left over the campfire! Oh, no. Jeez. Oh, it's completely burnt. Oh, dang it. I've been trying to make that for the whole day. Oh, man. Why does it have to always be me? Well, I suppose I'll just have to make you something new then. Actually, I've been meaning to try out this new recipe for a healing salve. Oh, come on, don't look at me like that. I'm sure you'll be just fine. I assure you it will work. And it's almost completely harmless. I hope. Anyway, let me grab some of this and some lavender and, ooh, and a whole bunch of garlic. Let's see, some pine cones and lastly, some nightshade. Yeah, we need these. Oh, and some raspberries. You can't forget those. Here, let me put these down here. Huh? Oh, the raspberries? They don't really do much, but they taste pretty good. All right, just hold on over there, and it really shouldn't take too long. Now, we gotta mince 2 cloves of garlic, and blend with the grated oak bark and dried chamomile. And then you just throw that into the pot of morning dew and sweet tree sap, and then you just stir it until it caramelizes. Okay, and when that's done, we introduce the lavender extract and a handful of good berries. And to top it off, we drop 5 nightshade berries. Or was it a single nightshade? I'm sure it was 5. Okay, you know what? Well, let's just go with 3 instead, okay? Huh? Oh, didn't I forget the raspberries? No, these aren't for the potion. These are for me while we wait. Oh, and voila! You have yourself a magical dryad restorative salve. A remedy that can cure any ailment. Oh, I am so excited! Oh, this is going to help so many forest animals. With this, I can finally... Oh, jeez. I am so sorry. I tend to get a little clumsy when I get excited like that. I didn't hurt you even more, did I? Sorry. Hey, look! At least the jar is still intact. I mean, this means that we can finally get that bruise of yours treated. Crap, sorry. Yep, I should probably get off of you. Here, just sit still and I'll apply the medicine to your head. There we go. You should start feeling better in no time. I'm sorry, by the way, if it's a bit warm. The balm should be applied as soon as it leaves the cooking pot for most efficiency. Well, that and dryads are naturally pretty warm, too. It helps not to freeze to death out here when so many beings rely on you. There. You should start feeling a lot better soon. I would recommend you get some rest in the meantime. And when you wake up, you'll be as good as new. So, for now, you can just close your eyes for me, and by the time you wake up, you'll probably think this was all just some lucid dream. But don't worry, though. I'll make sure nothing happens to you while you're here. Just close your eyes and rest. Sweet dreams.